It's time once again for Triple OG Stories. Let's get to it.
Oh, wow, man. In case you missed it, in episode one, Texas narrowly escaped his situation, and he ended up running into Mimi. He made her a couple of promises, and now let's see if he can keep them. Welcome back. It's episode two of Running.
Hey. Trips that you plan for the next whole week. Bands too long for a nigga so cheap. And your flex OD, your sex OD. You got it, girl, you got it. Hey. You got it, girl, you got it. Yeah. Pretty little thing, you got a bag and now you wildin'. You just took it off the line, no mileage. Waiting, hitting you, the DM looking violent. Talking while you come around and now they silent. Blue the coupe at 17, no guidance. You be staying low, but you know what the price is. Ain't never got you, know it, being modest. Popping, shipping only cause you know you popping. Yeah, you got it, girl, you got it.
Hey. Texas stood over Mimi. She looked at him and looked into his eyes to see if she could see if he was being real or was on some raper man type shit. She nodded her head up and down. She turned around and headed for the entryway that leads into the mud room off the garage. As Texas followed her, he glanced at her body and the way her hips moved as she walked. Even being scared, she still had a sexy ass walk on her. They reached the mud room and she took off her shoes. Then she turned around and looked right up at Texas.
I'm not taking my shoes off.
If I'm playing by your rules, you gotta follow mine too.
Texas looked at her and realized she really wasn't playing at all. He started to laugh a little bit, and he used his toes to slide his Jordans off real careful like, never taking his eyes off of her. He slid both his shoes off and then moved them over to their own little space with his foot. Mimi started to laugh at him.
Thank you, sir.
As she opened the door to the house, it smelled brand new inside, with a slight scent of burnt popcorn and weed. She flipped the switch on the wall and the entire house woke up. The lights came on and soft music started playing. He looked around in complete amazement, like a groupie that snuck into their favorite celebrity's hotel room. He had seen plenty of open plan homes before, but none that looked this nice unless they was on TV. I mean, he was straight in awe. She looked at him and she was getting slightly turned on by how much he really appreciated her home.
Damn, all this yours?
Yep. I'm kind of rich, kid. I mean, my parents are very rich, and I love having any and everything I want.
Yeah, shit, that's what's up. I mean, I hear you, but where your man at, man? What time should we be expecting him to pull up?
He moved around slightly, still looking at stuff on the walls and on the tables. He thought he was tripping, but he kind of felt safe around her, or at least comfortable, at least. Mimi watched him as he moved around her living room as careful as he could, trying not to touch anything.
I don't have one. Honestly, I just can't seem to keep one. I don't know. It's depressing, really.
So I guess it's true what they say then. I guess money really can't buy love, friends, or happiness.
Mimi had the saddest look in her eyes as she realized what he had said was everything that summed up her life, her whole entire existence in the last 30 years.
I guess you're right, but can I ask you something, though?
She walked over, and she sat down and then tucked her legs up under her on the couch. She grabbed a pillow and placed it right up under her elbow so she could balance her body out. I mean, she just all of a sudden got real comfortable, like she had picked up an old friend from high school for the weekend instead of being held captive by some random dude. Texas turned around, and he faced her. He was surprised to see her sitting on the couch looking so comfortable. Seeing this made him take a deep breath and release the edge that he was holding on to. I mean, he was no longer in kill mode at this point. He was just alert, and he was pretty much interested in this pretty little rich girl that was sitting next to him on the couch just waiting on all the answers to every single question she was asking him.
Ask away.
Why are you here? Why me? Why am I going through this shit with you tonight? I really didn't ask for this.
Well, just turn your TV on and you'll see why I'm here. I didn't choose you. I was just trying to survive, to be honest.
Mimi moved around and searched her $3,000 couch for the TV remote. She stopped, She looked up at Texas and just started laughing and shaking her head. That's when she spoke into the air.
Alexa, turn on the living room TV, please.
This huge TV slowly came out of the wall. The panel slid to the side and disappeared into the other panels. It was a 70-inch ultra high-definition 5K TV. It came to life and just lit up the entire room. The sound came from the speakers in the ceiling.
Latest news.
She sat there and watched the news reporters tell the world about the incident that had just occurred about 16 miles away from her gated community. Texas sat down. He sat down on the other end of the couch and he watched the news reports with her.
It's a very tragic night for our city's mayor. Tonight, his only son dies in a tragic and horrible turn of events. Police are aggressively looking for this man.
They showed a very distorted image of Texas walking away from the scene of the crime.
This image was captured from the bank cameras across the street from the scene of the crime. We currently have no leads or any names at this moment. Police have their best tech guys working to clear up this image so we can all join in pursuit of this criminal.
Is that really you?
Yeah, that's me. But it's more to the story. I mean, they're not showing everything that happened. If the camera got a picture of me, then it got everything.
Well, what do you mean? Because I've seen plenty to convict your ass.
Look, if they catch me, somebody got to know what really happened to me. So I'm going to tell you how it all went down.
Okay.
I was coming out of the liquor store, right? I was scratching off a lottery ticket when this limo pulled up. I still had my head down when I heard this voice say to me,
Hey, bro. Yeah, come here. I need some help.
I looked up and I seen this dude leaning out of the driver's side window. I told him to go down about two more blocks and that's when he'll see the highway, because really that's the only reason foreigners and people we ain't never seen before show up in this part of the city, when they get lost. But nah, he waved his hand at me and shook his head.
Nah, bro, I need to grab something. You working?
Now, by no means am I the kingpin type, but I do love fast money, you hear me? So I always make sure I have at least a half an ounce of raw coke on me at all times. When I'm moving around in the city, hell, stopping at the store to grab some snacks was perfect because shit, I needed to make that few bucks to take a Uber back to the hood, to be honest. What you trying to grab?
Man, I need a quarter ounce of raw powder. Can you get that for me?
Well, get out the car, man. Meet me over by the dumpsters. I walked around to the other side of the liquor store and I watched this slightly well-built brown-skinned dude hop up out the car and make his way over to me. I moved my gun to the right side of my pocket just in case. I don't trust nobody. I seen it was more than just the guy in the car, even through the tinted windows. He stood in front of me and we was almost the same height, to be honest, but I had a few more inches on him. But shit, what he lacked in height, he definitely made up in size.
Yeah, what up, bro? You got what I need?
I reached into my left pocket and I pulled out a little bit more than a half, which is way more than he wanted, but I had to weigh him out. He seen what I had in my hand and said, just hold up, I need to go back to the car to grab some more cash. He was like, I can just buy all of it, to be honest. So shit, I nodded at him. He walked off and about 10 seconds later, he turned back around and started walking back at me all fast and all crazy. I mean, he had his hands in his hoodie pocket. When he got close to me, that's when he reached out.
Yeah, I got your money. It's right here.
He pulled his big-ass knife out. He tried to cut my whole damn chest open. I backed up and I knocked his hand down towards the ground and seen the knife fall. That's when he swung his other hand and he hit me in the jaw. I put my hands up and he dove on me. I fell against the wall and he tried to grab my neck, so we start fighting. I finally got my hands back into my right pocket and that's when I shot him in the stomach through my jacket. He stumbled back, he grabbed his stomach. I heard a bunch of people start screaming from the car, but all of a sudden, this fool just looked at me and started charging at me again. By this time, I had my gun out, so I fired one more time and hit him in the chest. I heard some car doors open and close, and it was people running towards us. So I ran down to the front end of the alley. I mean, couldn't nobody saw me. I was standing on the opposite side of the dumpsters. Technically, the people in the cars didn't see me either. They just saw when he stepped back and grabbed his stomach and then charged me again. I'm sure they started screaming just because they heard gunshots.
Okay, so basically he tried to rob you?
Hell yeah. I mean, I'm really not a bad dude. I just got caught up in the wrong moment. He was out trying to rob somebody, and unfortunately, he bumped into me.
Okay, so again, how do I play a part in all of this? How did you even find me?
At Family Video. You left your car running and the doors unlocked. So, shit, I just hopped a ride, to be honest.
Wow. Just fucking wow.
Look, I didn't mean to get all into your shit, and like I said before, I'm not gonna hurt you. I gave you my word, man. As long as I don't feel threatened and you don't try to hurt me, we good.
Mimi smiled a big pretty smile, and then she stuck out her right hand as if she wanted Texas to shake it. He looked at her, and then he slowly raised his left hand and he shook hers.
Hi, my name is Monet Mitchell. My friends call me Mimi. Nice to meet you.
Well, hi, my name is Texas Winters, and it's nice to meet you too. And if it helps any, I'm just as scared and nervous as you are. I mean, I've shot at people before, but I've never actually shot somebody. And to be honest, man, I'm fucked up about it right now.
Mimi grabbed his hand and gave him a long, hard look. As she looked into his eyes, she had a very strong feeling come over her. You could see the chill bumps all along her arms. She tightened up her grip on his hand, and she smiled as big as she could.
You have a good heart, Texas Winters, and your soul feels pure. I think you're just having a very, very bad day.
A bad day? Yeah, you telling me. Oh, wow, man. Hey, this is getting better and better by the moment. Can you believe this, man? Oh, so you mean to tell me dude tried to rob him? I'd have shot him too, to be honest. Hey, that's crazy, man. Hey, I hope y'all enjoying this, man. That was episode 2 of Running. Stay tuned, man. Episode 3 coming next week. We got to see what else Mimi and Texas going to get into. I mean, like, honestly, shit, all I see is them falling in love or something, man, because he liking her already. So let's just see how it all ends up in the next episode. It's your big homie, Bobby Dollars. Triple OG Stories, The Bobby Dollars Show.